live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach says cross-border health links will be protected under legislation that's to be introduced in the event of a no-deal Brexit. The Minister for Agriculture assures farmers the state will not be found wanting when it comes to support in the event of no deal. The IFA says Michael Creed's pledges are an important first step, but they say he doesn't go far enough. The Taoiseach says he envisages more money being invested by the Irish government in northwest cross-border properties. And 24 hours after confirming it'll operate the London Stansted route from City of Derry Airport, Loganair also confirms a route to Manchester. And later in the bulletin, we'll be looking ahead to a very busy weekend of sporting action. That's with PJ at around 5:15. Good evening. The Taoiseach says cross-border health links will be protected under legislation to be introduced in the event of a no-deal Brexit. The government has published a bill to prepare for the impact of a no-deal Brexit if it should happen. But the Taoiseach stressed he hopes to never need it. Mr. Coveney told the Dáil the draft legislation has specific provisions to ensure the continuation of cross-border cooperation in health. He said that's very important for people in Donegal.
We have health provisions to protect citizens on a north-south basis, so that children from Belfast can continue to come to Dublin for specialist paediatric care, so that patients in Donegal can continue to cross the border to access hospital care in Auchmagalvin and Derry. New laws to protect employees if their companies go insolvent. New powers for state agencies to help businesses.
The state will not be found wanting when it comes to supporting farmers in the event of no deal. That's according to Agriculture Minister Michael Creed. It follows the announcement that the maximum threshold limit for state aid has been increased by the European Commission from 15,000 to 25,000 euro. The IFA says it's an important first step, but doesn't go far enough. Minister Creed says it's a significant announcement.
Well, as I've said all along, the state will not be found wanting when it comes to supporting the Irish agri-food sector, and what today's announcement from the Commission confirms is the work that has been going on behind the scenes to enable the state to step into the breach and support agriculture in terms of the flexibility now afforded to us under what's called state aid regulation. So increasing the threshold, as previously stood at 15,000 to 25,000, is one significant step.
The president of the Chamber of Commerce in Derry told guests at a business lunch today that it's time for a city deal for Derry and the Northwest region. Brian McGrath made the comments as business leaders from across the Northwest gathered for the Chamber's annual president's lunch. Mr. McGrath added that the absence of a functioning assembly at Stormont, coupled with the possibility of a no-deal Brexit, is seriously impacting on business and civil society across the Northwest city region. He said members are telling him that they want a greater investment in the Northwest and a city deal to stimulate connectivity and growth. Well, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil he envisages more money being invested by the Irish government in northwest cross-border projects. Leo Varadkar was responding to the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, who told the Dáil that the ongoing efforts to secure a city deal for the region are efforts that must be supported.
Taoiseach, Project Ireland 2040 recognises the importance of cross-border cooperation and investment in developing the border corridor and the Donegal-Derry region in particular. Lascaun Gourla. Derry City and Strabane District Council have in place an ambitious, inclusive strategic growth plan. And as part of the plan, the Council are trying to secure what's called a city deal for the region from the British Government. Their plan also envisage financial contributions from your government, Taoiseach, as well as from the European Union, for a number of key strategic projects that would benefit the entire Northwest region. We're talking here about vital projects that will help to unlock the economic potential of Derry and Donegal, such as the expansion of McGee University, the development of the Greencastle cruise berth. And this is about now putting meat on the bones of the very welcome inclusion of the Northwest in Project Ireland 2040. Can you indicate, Taoiseach, if discussions in this regard are taking place in government departments, and if so, what stage those discussions are at?
Derry and Letterkenny developing together as a city region is very much a feature of Project Ireland 2040. Government has funded provided funding already to the North West Partnership, which involves Donegal County Council and also Derry and Strabane Council, and I've had an opportunity to engage with them, and I imagine we'll be able to provide additional funding into the future as well. I'll be very keen to continue to support the development of Derry, working with Letterkenny as a city region for the North West.
24 hours after it was confirmed that Loganair will operate the London-Stansted route from City of Derry Airport, the airline has today confirmed it will now operate a new daily air service to Manchester. Welcoming the announcement, the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane, Councillor John Boyle, said the addition of the new daily Manchester service to begin on May 24th is hugely significant for air connectivity between the two cities. He said the announcement is a testament to the huge amount of work being done by the Council, the airport and partners to secure new destinations. Earlier, Councillor Boyle told Highland Radio News that the airport is going from strength to strength.
Our determination is to see that there are other cities in the UK in particular that are serviced from City of Derry Airport. And of course, that was a very challenging week, not only for the airport, but for people locally, because I know that businesses here value the route. And let's not forget, of course, as well, that City of Derry Airport also services routes into Liverpool, Glasgow and Edinburgh. So basically, normal service has been resumed.
A Donegal midwife who is suing the HSC over being wrongfully accused of malpractice is appealing for her action to be settled to enable her access to the potentially life-saving drug Pembro. Philomena Canning, a native of Denver who was suspended in 2014 and reinstated the following year, hasn't practiced midwifery since despite being cleared of any wrongdoing. She now has just weeks to live and wants a settlement, having previously refused one. With more detail, here's Tina Gates.
Ms. Canning, who was the leading independent midwife and home birth advocate in the state, has terminal ovarian cancer and only has weeks to live. She hopes she can be granted access to Pembro, which is available on the public health system to those suffering with cervical cancer. According to the Irish Examiner, the midwife was suspended in 2014 and reinstated the following year, but has not practiced midwifery since, despite being cleared of any wrongdoing in four separate expert reports, two of which were commissioned by the HSE. The HSE offered to settle her action in 2015, but Ms. Canning refused, as she wanted a full court hearing over what she regarded as critical safety issues in midwifery. Speaking to the Irish Examiner, Ms. Canning said she now wants a settlement to pay for the immunotherapy drug. She says she does not regret refusing the previous offer, as circumstances were different then, and she remains passionate the public should be informed about what she claims are shortcomings in the HSE's safety record with expectant mothers.
Those involved in antisocial behaviour in Strabane are abusing the fire and rescue service. That's the view of West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan. He was speaking after a fire in the Old Trust area of Strabane yesterday. Police are treating that blaze as arson, saying the situation could have been worse had the fire spread to nearby oil tanks. This latest incident follows a deliberate fire at the Old Smith's Mill on the Derry Road 2 weeks ago. Daniel McCrossan says the fire service is being put under undue pressure, and that's unacceptable.
There needs to be a clear message put out that our fire and rescue service are there for very important or unavoidable situations. Unfortunately, as a result of these deliberately started fires, the fire service are spending their time putting these things out, and our fire service, I believe, are being abused as a result of this reckless actions by what seems to be younger people who are trying to occupy their time by causing all sorts of disruption and real hurt to the community.
Over 200 new jobs are being created in Sligo. GW Plastics is expanding its advanced manufacturing operations as part of a 5.7 million euro investment. The jobs are in the areas of production, quality, regulatory and engineering. GW Plastics manufactures injection moulding for the medical devices, diagnostics and pharmaceutical industries. It established in Sligo when it took over Avenue Mould Solutions on the Finnisklin Industrial Estate in 2017. Work on installing 50 new disabled parking signs across Donegal is progressing well, according to the council. The initiative was taken after a motion was brought before council in March of last year. To date, 30 signs have been installed at disabled parking bays in the municipal districts of Donegal, Letterkenny and Stranorra. Locations in Glenties and Dinishone have been agreed. It's expected signs will be installed in both areas over the next few weeks. The chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care, Betty Holmes, has been one of those leading the calls for these new new signs, she's hopeful that more funding can be sought to provide additional signage into the future.
We would have to acknowledge, I suppose, the work of the council in ensuring that this happened. It's great news, and we're delighted that it's happened. There's five signs in each of the areas. That's the Donegal district, the Glenties, the Inish Owen district, Letterkenny district, and the Stranurler district. One of the things that the council had asked us as well, and that's the Director of Services, that they would welcome any feedback on the new signs, you know, how beneficial they are and things like that. So it's a big step forward, and again for Donegal County Council, because there was no funding actually to do this. So the council pulled out the stops and got the signs and got them made. And for us in DACC, it was important that the sign would also reflect what the current fine is, you know. Hopefully all the signs will be very visible, and it will stop people who don't have a disabled parking badge from parking in them. So we'll keep a tight eye on it.
And are you hopeful that more of these signs could be rolled out? As although it is a big step, this, it's not an awful lot of signs when you look at it.
It's not a lot of signs, but again, it's all that the council were able to do because there was no funding. So we're actually going to follow up with that as well, and we're going to actually look at getting more funding. Donegal County Council will have to actually look at getting that so that more signs can be erected, because while we're talking 50 and it sounds an awful lot, if you divide that into the five municipal areas, it's only 10 new signs in each area. So it's really not enough for a county the size of Donegal, but it's a good starting point, and we're quite proud of the work that we've undertaken, the tight eye that we've kept on it.
And that was Betty Holmes. The excavation of two previously unknown archaeological sites in Donegal will get underway in the coming weeks. One is believed to be the remains of a prehistoric cooking site. The other is a group of small pits. Michaela Clark has more.
Last year, Donegal County Council commissioned archaeological test trenching along the route of the N56 Dunlow to Clohboyle and N56 Letterillie to Kilrean schemes. The testing was carried out at the end of 2018 in fulfilment of the environmental planning requirements under licence from the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. The purpose of the testing was to identify any previously unknown archaeology sites that might exist within the road development so that they can be excavated in advance of construction commencing to avoid delays. Two small previously unknown archaeological sites were discovered. One is a spread of burnt stone and charcoal, possibly the remains of a prehistoric cooking site, while the other is a group of small pits, possibly also prehistoric. Excavation of the sites is due to take place this month or next.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Good evening, Donal. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps host 2018 Premier Division champions Dundalk at Finn Park in Ballybuffet tonight in their first home game of the 2019 Premier Division season. Harps go into the game having lost their league opener against Bohemians at Daly Mount Park, while Dundalk come to Finn Park after only managing a draw with Sligo Rovers at Oriel Park. Mark Timlin and Harry Ascroft, who missed the Bows game, remain on the injury list, while Nathan Boyle is a doubt. Goalkeeper Kieran Gallagher and central defender Keith Cohen are back in contention for selection again after being unavailable for last week's game. Rafa Cartaro says they're trying to make Finn Park a fortress this season.
They're the double champions, and they're the double champions for a reason. That's because they're a good side. You know, it's going to be a tough one for us, but we're hoping to make Finn Park a fortress this season. And I think them coming to Finn Park obviously make it as difficult as we can for them, and not just them, any team that comes to Finn Park, obviously. So you know, we're hoping to maybe throw a spanner in the works come Friday night.
We will have live updates from that game here on Highland Radio tonight with Dermot Doherty as from the kickoff time of 8 o'clock. Derry City play their first away game of the season tonight when they travel to Dublin to take on Shamrock Rovers at 8 p.m. It'll be City's first test of three in the space of 7 days, with games to come against Waterford and Cork. Michael McCrudden is set to feature for the Candy Stripes for the first time tonight following his move from Institute. Darren Cole has a slight knock and will be assessed before kickoff, while defender Ali Gilchrist, who was on the bench last week due to illness, is in contention for a starting position. Manager Declan Devine is looking ahead to tonight's clash.
It's a brilliant occasion, going to the first home game in Tala. It's something that we'll look forward to, but you know, it's one of the best venues in Ireland to go and play. Shamrock Rovers are a very, very good side, and you know, we're going to be under a lot of pressure at times in the game. But we'll get down there with respect for our opponents. We'll get down there with respect for Stephen and the squad of players that he has. But, you know, we got to just make sure that we're well organised, and at the same time that when we do have the ball, that we manage to ask questions ourselves.
Elsewhere in the League of Ireland Premier Division tonight, Cork City are hosting Waterford FC. St Patrick's Athletic make the trip to the showgrounds to face Sligo, and UCD are at home to Bohemians. All of those games kick off at 7:45. One game in the Irish Premiership tonight, Crusaders hosting Glenavon, and then tomorrow it's 8th plays 7th when Institute are at home to Dungannon Swifts. Institute can go 7th with a win there. 5th place Coleraine are hosting Glentoran, who are currently 9th, and it's a battle of the top two. Linfield at home against 2nd place Ballymena United. If Linfield win, they can go 9 clear, but Ballymena United can cut the lead to 3 points if they win. Also this weekend, the Ulster Senior League Cup semi-finals taking place. Tomorrow night at 7:45 p.m, Bunnegee United at home to Letterkenny Rovers. While on Sunday at 2, it's Cockhill Celtic hosting Fannad United. One game in the Ulster Senior League this weekend as well. Also on Sunday, Derry City Reserves at home to Swilly Rovers. The Ulster Cup semi-finals are taking place this Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Cavan Town are hosting Glengad United, while Castle Finn make the trip to Greencastle FC. Chelsea have been handed a 2-window transfer ban for breaching FIFA regulations over the registration of minors. The Premier League club say they categorically refute the findings and will appeal. There are 2 crucial games for sides fighting against relegation in the Premier League this evening. Second from bottom Fulham, who are 8 points from safety, make the journey across London to face West Ham. Cardiff, who are a point clear of the drop zone, host Watford. Gaelic games now, and Galway and Cork are backing Donegal's motion that deals with Croke Park not being allowed to be used as a home venue in inter-county championship fixtures, which means there would be no repeat of last year's situation when Dublin had 2 games at Croke Park in the Super 8s. The 2 counties have some of the largest voting power in Congress, which is taking place today and tomorrow, and it's also likely that Mayo will support the motion. Kerry will not support Donegal's motion, and it is thought that Meath and Kildare will also oppose it due to their home stadiums needing renovations in the near future, and they could look to nominate GAA headquarters as a home venue while they take place. In the National Football League Division 2 this Sunday at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, part of a doubleheader. The second game there will be the Donegal men taking on Fermanagh. Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh will of course be there for Highland Radio. Frank Burns, Liam Rafferty and Richie Donnelly will all start for Tyrone this Saturday when they face Monaghan in Division 1 of the National Football League. Tyrone have just 1 point from 3 games, but face a Monaghan side who are in relegation trouble as well, just 1 point better off than Mickey Hart's side. Conor McAlisky returns to the squad following a major ankle injury, while Michael Cassidy will also be on the bench. In Division 4 of the Alliance Football League this Sunday at 2 p.m, Derry are at home to Wicklow. The Ladies National Football League Division 1, 12 noon at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, as I mentioned, part of that big doubleheader. Donegal are hosting Monaghan. In the National Hurling League Division 2B this Sunday at 2 p.m, Donegal are away to Down. And on Saturday at 12 noon, that's tomorrow, Derry are away to Warwickshire. Also on Sunday in Division 3A of the National Hurling League, Tyrone make the trip down to Roscommon. Tonight in the Under-19 McLaren Cup at Celtic Park at 7:30, Carcharedda are hosting Inishowen. Rugby now, and Ultan Dillane, Dave Kilcoyne and Sean Cronin will all start in the Six Nations for the first time in Ireland's match at Italy this Sunday. 32-year-old Cronin starts on the occasion of his 68th cap, with captain Rory Best rested entirely for the game in Rome. Dillane joins his Connacht teammate Quinn Roo in the second row, with Kilcoyne joining Cronin and Tadhg Furlong in a new-look front row. The other change from the win over Scotland sees Geordie Murphy come into the pack to replace the injured Jack Conan. Out half Jack Carty could make his debut from the bench. He's back up to starting Johnny Sexton after Joey Carberry strained his hamstring. Robbie Henshaw misses the game as he continues to recover from a dead leg, while a finger injury has ruled out Jordan Lamour. Ulster's Darren Cave will make his 222nd senior appearance for the province tomorrow night. He's been named in the centre for the meeting with Zebre in Belfast. Cave's milestone appearance will see him pass Roger Wilson as the province's second most capped player. Joining Cave in the centre will be Stuart McCluskey, who was man of the match in last week's win against the Ospreys. Robert Balakoon, Rob Little and Dave Shanahan all come into the back line, while up front Kieran Treadwell and Sean Reedy will join the pack. In local rugby this weekend, All-Ireland League Division 2C, our featured game tomorrow, will be at Judges Road when City of Derry host Malahide. And in that division as well, OMA make the trip to Tullamore. In golf, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy are back out for their second rounds at the WGC Mexico Championship this evening. McIlroy has a one-shot lead after his 8-under par first round 63, while Offaly man Lowry will tee off from 1-under. The 2019 National Elite Boxing Finals at the National Stadium in Dublin tomorrow. In the light flyweight 48 kilogram category, Donna Barr of Illy's Golden Gloves will take on Chloe Fleck of the Canal Club in that final, with those getting underway at 5:45 p.m. tomorrow. Plenty of athletics action this weekend. The Ulster Senior Cross Country Championships are taking place at Lurgan, while the Ulster Indoors are taking place on Saturday and Sunday. Patsy McGonigal will, of course, join us over the weekend with all the information on those. And the first round of the National Rally Championship takes place this Sunday with the Burr Stages Rally in Offaly. Last year's championship winner Declan Boyle is seated at number two, with Brian Boyle back on board for 2019, and they're in a Fiesta WRC. Roy White and James O'Brien head the list in their Fiesta WRC. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Geaney will tackle the event in their Mini WRC, while the Moffat brothers Sam and Josh are also among the contenders. Donegal men Kevin Eves, Stuart Darcy and Johnny Jordan are among the top modified crews. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Don't forget to tune in to Saturday Sport from 2 p.m. tomorrow. But for now, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, PJ. Agus anois an lucht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Seamur maith sa Colm Ferriter an Seanán na príomhscéalta ar Highland Radio. Tunnel her ard as she avid is a knee jig, the hodge conu negilige, and one you hand and Jerry Shacht in your shop. Taharik Sul gun yan her play agus G Spurk er in more, the more cash than a changle than Vlian Shaw a math rowing. La Honadi Hippolytula, hui agus has. Conteman the hard eshe, Changa Gantoran a Kuru. Takuru Oskulcha than Okadcha, Gus Kuru Foilcha River and Kur and Moor Fubble. Be Jeru Shartin Yalan Emerty on Fosta, Le Agus Majin Haharn, Play for Kesht in the Bresh, and Estiokta Don Gilig, Augustin Geltakt, Chorus Muini Ha Forest Nigeliga, Factus or Son Act Geliga Ohui, Policy Ejahesh the Wuna Nigeliga, Augustin Roll, a Hokalus of Egan Geliga, is Sahi Nua Ele. Erin, a mask go lower Ella. Fogriu and Charton Shog will ya gale skull nua, a mask ya von skull ur ata leve bonny his sestat. Lona her na skullana than more cudgeon ur her na chira, acta kainu genta a conrad giliga, madurlishin kenu gan tossiokta a horch dun rea gale skulliokta. Kor conrad giliga falcher riven ya gale skull at a fogriha, ac major le press ratches the hudge na more agriokta tabarna all war, and gaskull chan canter, edger lean gale skull. Agus Scullana, Athenian, Friedman, and Verla. In a new one, Mienta, Sashmohori, Duns, Gail Scullyot. Agus Nath Nyenin, Jarku, Narunya, Ejahus, Agus Scullana, and Barnashin, Aledu. Cholo Shachtin, the Giliga, and Shachtin Shakomai, as Ea Tracy Clifford, Life Roars 2FM, Paladors, Aklia, Michal, Dara McCauley, Agus Linda, Irvine, Offiga, Farber, Hagiliga, and Arthur Belfirstia, Ambassadori, Nafela, and Liana. Ráchtal her shacht and the Gaelic on Cad Lagudin shacht the Lajeg de Mivarte, agus to tell you all this, agus Clara na Fela or file eg www bunk s na g bunk ie, agus to emacti shacht and the Gaelic of Fogriha eg Leanra Letcher Kennan, car her tussle rangan and hip hop as Gaelic ga ihe loin a college to Ali and Letcher Kennan, toshed er in Cathra led and Visha Huggin, agus be ihe Gaela on er a new lachomai the coal. Co-loader August Beard and Sky, Gaholus August Tekaji or Foyle, Exiv and Leonra. Goshin Mahodja, Eligolair, Slan August Bannock.
Got a Mahoga the column. For the forecast, dry in most areas this evening with south to southeasterly winds, fresh to strong and gusty tonight, windy but dry in most areas. Some rain in the west with lowest temperatures 9 to 11 in fresh to strong and gusty south to southeast winds. Tomorrow morning, rain will spread eastwards followed by brighter sunny spells. Highest temperatures tomorrow 11 to 13 degrees Celsius. Strong winds easing and becoming moderate southwest. That's Highland Radio News for now. The main stories in brief. In the Taoiseach says cross-border health links will be protected under legislation to be introduced in the event of a no-deal Brexit. However, Simon Coveney stressed in the Dáil today he hopes that legislation will never have to be used. Meanwhile, the Agriculture Minister has said the state will not be found wanting when it comes to supporting farmers in the event of no deal. The IFA says an announcement of increased threshold limits for state aid is an important first step but does not go far enough. The President of Derry Chamber of Commerce has told guests at a business lunch today it's time for a city deal for Derry and the Northwest region. It follows support for a deal from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar in the Dáil. And 24 hours after it was confirmed, Loganair will operate the new London Stansted route from City of Derry Airport. The airline has now confirmed a Manchester route as well. Next news is at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 22nd of February. The death has taken place of Huey Diver, Mean Derry Gamph, Gwydor. Removal from Gwydor Funeral Home this evening at 6:30, going to his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private pleas from after the rosary until 10:30 tomorrow morning. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Tessie Logue, née Sweeney, 20 Ahearn Road, Upper Ahearn. Tessie's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for Mass at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahearn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Maureen O'Hagan, Tamna, Park, County Derry and the Fold, Claudie. Her remains will repose at her cousin Jane Dunton's residence at 345 Longland Road, Claudie, from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:45, going to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for Requiem Mass at 2:30, burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Bridie Bryson, 4 Millside Crescent, Park, County Derry. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 5:30 this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 5:30 to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 10:30, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen Tinney, Mincha, Glenvar. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny this evening at 5:30, going to St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar, for Mass at 7 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan at 5. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to COPD Support Ireland, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Eileen McCrory, née McLaughlin, Mulvey House, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her daughter Michelle Heffernan's home at 9 Carricklin Avenue, Strabane, from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from her daughter's home on Sunday at 12 noon for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Friends of Greenfield Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Patrick Douglas, Umgall Bridge, Mallon. Funeral leaving Carndonagh Community Hospital Chapel of Rest at 6 o'clock this evening, going to his home. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:30 to St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay Mallon, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Sadie Malarkey, née Sweeney, Glen Hest, Newport, County Mayo, and formerly of Golan, Milford. Her remains will repose at her late residence until 8 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow to St Joseph's Church, Glenhest, for Requiem Mass at 4 o'clock. Cremation on Sunday at 4 o'clock in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Western Care, care of Chambers Funeral Directors, Newport.
The death has taken place of Fran Faulkner, Nagel Martin, Sean Vass, Manor Hamilton, County Leitrim. Her remains are reposing at the family home until 6:30 this evening and again tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 6:30. House private pleas at all other times. Removal on Sunday afternoon to St. Osnett's Church, Glencar, for funeral mass at 1:30, followed by burial in Dufferin Cemetery. Family Flowers Only Pleas donations in lieu if desired to Sligo Cancer Support Centre, care of Murphy and Fox funeral directors. The death has taken place of Billy McColgan, Carnamoyle, Muff. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 to St. Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, for funeral mass at 1:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Laura Deveney, née MacDougall, late of 44, Drumna Bay Park, Spamont, Castlederg. Laura's remains will repose at her late home from 11:00 tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:30 for mass at 12 noon in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Sarah Curran, née Brogan, Salahuna, Spittle, County Galway, and formerly of Cashelmore, Ards, Donegal. Her remains will repose at the family home in Salahuna, Spittle, this evening until 8:00. Removal tomorrow morning to Knock Church, Knock Inverin, for funeral mass at 11:00, followed by burial in Rahoon Cemetery in Galway City. Family Flowers Only by request, donations if desired, to Galway Hospice. House private, please, on Saturday morning. The death has taken place of Anne Kelly, Drumkeen, late of Brentwood Manor, Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her sister Margaret Boner's residence at Ahi Galt, Drumkeen. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for funeral mass at 11:00 in St. Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Finola O'Rourke, Donegal Road, Killybegs. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 going to St. Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11:00 funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 11:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member or McBrearty funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Robert Shannon, Robin St. Johnson. Funeral from his residence tomorrow at 1:30 for service in St. Johnson Presbyterian Church at 2:00, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. House private, please, at the request of the deceased, except on the day of the funeral. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to St. Johnson Presbyterian Church, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, Convoy.